Our reading today is from Titus chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, but it's a child-friendly version, so the words should appear on the screen, so you don't need to turn to your Bibles in the church Bibles. Paul is writing to Titus, who's on the island of Crete. Crete was an island known for how ungodly the people were. The Christians on Crete are in danger of becoming like everyone else. They need godly leaders to teach the true gospel so they can live good lives, showing everyone how amazing Jesus is. So Titus chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. This letter is from Paul, a slave of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. I was sent for the faith of God's chosen people, and so they know the truth that leads to godly lives. This is in hope of life forever. God promised that life before time began, and God does not lie. At the right time, God made this known in his word through the preaching that was entrusted to me by the command of God our Saviour. To Titus, my true child in a common faith, grace and peace to you from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Saviour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much. How am I going to do this? There we go. Julie, I think you read so well. Let me give you a sweet. There we go. Watch heads. If anyone is allergic to Mauam, we've gone for Mauam today because chocolate was going to melt. If anyone's allergic, don't eat it. Okay, that's the basic rule. Let me begin. We're going to begin in prayer. I'm going to use those words that we began with from Psalm 67. So let's pray together. God, please be gracious to us and bless us. And please would your face shine upon us that your way may be known on earth and your saving power among all nations. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Well, we're going to begin with a quote. Here it is on the screen. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Can anyone tell me what film that is from? Anyone tell me what film that is from? Anyone know who aren't my own children, who I've run the talk with? If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Craig? Not High School Musical. Yes. Yeah, go on. Which Lego movie?
Batman.
Yes, there we go. The Lego Batman movie. Well done. There we go. We can get the next word. Batman claims it wasn't actually Michael Jackson who sang those words, but Batman. Now, as we said, this is Mission Sunday, and that is the question we're thinking about. How can we make the world a better place? We can probably get rid of Batman for now. How can we impact the world? Well, surprisingly, Michael Jackson or Batman, they're actually half right, aren't they? To change the world, people need to change. We need to change. I need to change. But what the Bible tells us, what this wonderful little letter to Titus so clearly underlines, is it's only through the good news of Jesus Christ that there can be any real, lasting, impactful change. If we want to see change in our own lives, if we want to impact Tunbridge Wells, our workplace, our school, our culture, our world, then it's only the gospel, it's only knowledge of the truth that can have any effect. So we've got two headlines this morning. You'll see I've given you plenty of space on the handout to write down headings. The first headline is the truth that transforms, the truth that transforms. Now, whenever we read a letter, we need to know who it's from, who it's to, and what's going on. So can anyone just see who this is from, who it's to? Anyone? Not a trick question. I don't want the string just yet. Yes, yes. There we go. From Paul. There we go. Yep, there we go. He says he's an apostle. That means he's been sent with a message from Jesus to pass on. So it's from Paul, an apostle, a man with a message from Jesus. And it's to, yes, Titus, this is going to get dangerous. There we go. There we go. No, Yes, to Titus. He came to know Jesus through Paul, and he's carrying on at Paul's work. You see, Paul and Titus, they've gone to the island of Crete. They've preached the gospel, the good news about Jesus, and people have put their trust in Jesus. Then Paul has moved on, and he leaves Titus to sort out the churches left behind. Anyone here been on holiday to Crete? Anyone been on holiday to Crete? You're not getting a suite for that, no? If you're not sure exactly where Crete is, you basically head to Athens and then go about 200 miles south. So then maybe you can see that on the map. And you'll see there, it is a very pretty place, but it was a very ungodly place. Cretans were, on the whole, liars, evil, and lazy. They didn't do good. If you are from Crete this morning, a very, very warm welcome. I hope you appreciate that this history lesson on your culture. It is what Paul says in verses 12 and 13 of chapter 1. Paul says Crete was like students on a rugby tour, but worse. How will there be any change? What hope is there? We'll just look at our reading again. Paul says his job is for the faith of God's chosen people, and so they know the truth that leads to godly lives. Paul's job is seeing people come to saving faith in Jesus Christ and then growing in that trust. So Crete can be transformed by a knowledge of the truth that accords with, it fits with, or it leads to godliness, lives that please God. Knowing the gospel leads to living the gospel. And living like Jesus comes from knowing the truth about Jesus. They belong together. And just to help us, we're going to play a quick game. The game is, what goes with what? What goes with what? So you may have already spotted some of them. Around the room, I think, are about six hidden pairs. So if you are 11 or under, I would really value your help finding one of the pairs. If you find one, just hold on to it and bring it to the front. Don't grab more than one. You can get out of your seats. 11s and unders, I want some pairs up the front. Brilliant. Hold it up there. Have a sweet. Hold it up. Nice and high. Go and hold it up there. Go on. You're not allergic. Well done. Yeah, bring it up the front. Yes. There we go. You want a different flavour. We could be here for some time. Right. I've learnt from this lesson. There we go. Right. Hold up the pictures. Hold up the pictures. Okay, now, what have we got? Let's try and match them up. Okay, we'll keep them coming in. Anyone want to shout out what needs to go with what? Okay, hammer, what's the hammer going to go with? Nails, who's got nails? There we go, brilliant, hammer and nails. Okay, there we go. Okay, who is this? Which one, ant or deck? Deck. Who's going to go with deck? Have we got an ant? There we go. Ant and deck over there. There we go. Well done. A key. What's the key going to go with?
A lock.
There we go. We've already done that one. Well done. Oh, bow. Going to go with?
Violin.
There we go. We're missing the most important ones. There we go. We've got a... Can anyone spot any other pairs? Maybe right at the back over on that information point board. Well done. And there might be... Oh, there's another one here. Brilliant. Yes, up the front. Without this, it's a somewhat redundant illustration. There we go. Don't forget your sweets as well. What goes together even more than ant and deck or a lock and a key? And hold it up nice and high. Gospel truth and godly living. So all of these things, you cannot have one without the other, basically. And Paul is saying you cannot have gospel truth without godly living. You're not going to have godly living without gospel truth. Let's give them all a round of applause. If you haven't got a sweet yet, grab one. Go and take one. Anyone else? You definitely haven't had one. Okay, there we go. You can take them down to your seat. Anyone still missing one? There we go. Why don't you take... You can take that with you. There we go. Why don't you take the bag, girls? Take the whole bag. There we go. Well done. Right belief, says Paul, and right behaviour, they are inseparable. A knowledge of the truth fits with it, leads to godliness. Now, this isn't any old truth. This isn't the truth about how to repair a puncture on a bike or the truth about the latest test match score. That information, that truth, might be useful in some circumstances, but it's not going to give us a relationship with God, and it's not going to help us grow more like Jesus. No, the truth Paul is talking about is the truth of the gospel, and the good news about Jesus. Can we see, if we've got our Bibles open, it's truth, verse 4, about God's grace and peace. It's truth about God the Father and Christ Jesus our Saviour. It's knowing the truth about Jesus and living lives like Jesus. They fit together. Anyone know how you tell if a gold ring is genuine? I'm not sure I can get this one off my finger. It's too hot at the moment. Anyone know how you tell if a gold ring is genuine, if it's authentic, if it's real gold? Nate? Yeah, the stamp, the hallmark. It proves it's genuine. Godliness is the hallmark of the gospel. Knowing gospel truth changes people. It makes us more like Jesus. But how can we know this truth? How's it going to get out and make the world a better place? Well, that's what we're going to think about next. But before we do, we're going to sing again. So we're going to stand when Craig and the musicians are ready. A song about God building his church, building his people, brick after brick. So as the music starts, let's stand and we'll sing together. Great, do grab a seat. Now, if we can remember, Paul is an apostle. He's sent by Jesus with a message from Jesus, and he's writing to Titus and telling him knowledge of the truth about Jesus. It leads to godly living. What you believe is shown in how you behave, and how we behave shows what we believe. As someone once said, we might need to think about this, you're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. Just think about that one for a moment. You're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. The good news about Jesus is a truth that transforms. But where do we find this truth? Well, our second big headline this morning is the promise proclaimed. The promise proclaimed. Just let me read verses 2 and 3 for us again. We'll have them on the screen. Paul says, this is in hope of life forever. God promised that life before time began, and God does not lie. At the right time, God made this known in his word through the preaching that was entrusted to me by the command of God, our Saviour. So if knowing gospel truth is what changes us, where can we find this truth? Well, can you see Paul says God promised this before time began. But now this promise, this truth has been made known. It's been revealed. So we're going to have to really use our imagination quite well. Zach and Nate, you can come and give me a hand. I want you to imagine this string is time, but it's going on forever. So Zach, why don't you take that to the end? Back, right, there we go. Go, run. There we go. Nate, you're going to have to come this way. Oh, it was working so well. There we go. Okay, don't mind me. Nate, you ready to do this? Okay. How long is this string going on for? Forever. Okay, this is, Nate, you got it there? Hold it nice and tight. There we go. Zach, hands up. Okay, so we've got like an eternal timeline, okay? And Paul says, before time began. So before time began, that is forever in the past, God made a promise. And it's a promise about eternal life. It's a promise that's about forever in the future. But this promise made in the past about eternal life in the future, Paul says it's been made known now. So do you want to come and help me stick out one of the bottle boys? Do you want to come and give me a hand? There we go. We can stick a peg on this timeline. There we go. You can stay up here. Brilliant. Do you want to stick this peg and this person up here? See if this has got enough tension. You're going to really hold it. You're going to pop this on. There we go. Okay. Brilliant. Hold it tight, Zach. Hold it tight, Nate. There we go. Brilliant. Okay. Boys, I'll get you to jump up again in a sec, because I'm going to use you in a moment. So for God, keeping this promise, it meant sending the Lord Jesus to die for our forgiveness and rise from the dead, to open the door of heaven to us, where he is now reigning, and from where he'll return at the end of time to wrap up history. That is that the gospel, the good news in a nutshell, which Paul says is absolutely essential if we want to see people coming to know Jesus and to grow more like him. But here's a little exercise. Just finish this sentence in your head. Paul says, this is in hope of life forever. God promised that life before time began, and God does not lie. And at the right time, God made this known. What do we expect Paul to say next? How is our hope revealed to us? Where do we find this truth? In Jesus Christ? Well, that would be true. But just look at what he does say on the screen again. It is revealed in his word through the preaching that was entrusted to me by the command of God our Saviour. So here we go, one of you boys. I've taken the batteries out. Do you want to hold this up? So you've got to hold it up there so that the message is getting out. There we go. Brilliant, boys. Oh, I haven't given you sweets. There we go. You can grab a sweet. Do you want to take one for your brother as well? You can go and grab a sweet. Brilliant. So how can we have faith and the knowledge of the truth that accords with godliness through God's word preached by Paul? It's in Paul's preaching that we find God's long promised word. And here we have Paul kind of preaching it to the nations. So for them then, it was listening to Paul and then listening to Titus. And for us now, we have Paul's words written down for us. From eternity past to eternity future, this is God's plan, the gospel. And the gospel is made known. It's all about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. And it's revealed, it's broadcast, it's published, it's proclaimed in Paul's preaching. Well, I think you've done very well to hold up eternity forever. So why don't you grab a seat? Well done. We can put the line down. There we go. Well done. Great. Zach and Nate, you can sit down. Don't wind it up now. We'll be here forever. Just leave the string. There we go. Paul's preaching that we now find in the Bible, that is what we need to listen to hear the gospel truth that transforms. And that means we'll be able to be like thermostats, not thermometers. This is not a trick question. You're looking a bit bemused. Can anyone tell me what the difference is between a thermostat and a thermometer? A thermostat and a thermometer. Yes? Yeah, there we go. Well done. Don't get hit in the head. There we go. Brilliant. Thermostat sets the temperature. A thermometer matches the temperature. You see, will Titus wilt Or will he change the temperature of those around him? If the gospel can change even somewhere like Crete, well, actually, gospel truth can change anywhere, can't it? Proper knowledge of the truth, not just knowing about it, but accepting it, delighting it, knowing and loving Jesus, it will always lead to godliness anywhere and everywhere. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. It's not quite right, is it? How about this? If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at gospel truth in God's word and grow in godliness and be transformed by God's grace into someone zealous for good works who proclaims that truth to the world. Not quite so catchy, is it? But infinitely more true. So as we close, the one thing needed for lasting change in Thailand or Central Asia or Italy is the gospel, gospel truth. People are only brought from death to life as they hear God's word. They'll only put their trust in Jesus Christ as they hear God's truth. And they'll only grow in godliness. They'll only become more like Jesus through a knowledge of that truth, which comes through Paul's preaching in the Bible. How here at St. John's can we be a healthy, growing church? Paul gives us the answer, God's truth, his word. There are lots of important things, aren't there? From creches to catering, from paperwork to planning, from buildings to baby groups, from music to management. But unless God's truth is at the center of all we do, well, then there'll be no true faith, no growing in godliness, and no one saved for eternal life. And so shouldn't we pray all the more for a knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness? Let's do that just now. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much that you are in the business of rescuing people and transforming them. Thank you that you do that through your truth, that truth all about Jesus. Please, would we know Jesus and would we love him? And by your truth and through it, would we be becoming more like him? And we pray that that truth might ring out to all nations, that many people might come to know life in Jesus and be growing in godliness day by day. In his name and for your glory, we ask it. Amen.